It is 3:00. We would like to start with our briefing. Despite being such a short notice, thank you very much for attending. I would like to thank all the institutional investors for your participation. We would like to give a briefing on the constructive TOB for Shinsei Bank, as we have received a question sheet from the Deposit Insurance Corporation of Japan. And at 1:00 p.m. this afternoon, we disclosed our answer to those questions. And based on that, we would like to explain to the institutional investors our position of a constructive TOB. Today, Mr. Kitao, Representative Director, President, CEO, will be making a presentation for about 30 minutes, and then we would like to answer the questions that we have received in advance and also answer questions that we have received during our interviews, and we plan to end at 4:00. Thank you very much. This is Kitao speaking. Thank you very much for participating in this briefing today. As you can see on the title, it is constructive TOB. You may not be familiar with this word. We don't consider this TOB to be a hostile TOB, so we are calling this constructive TOB. We and for Shinsei Bank and for the government, this is a TOB that is good for all the three parties. Now, without any further ado, I'd like to move on to my main subject. First, the objective of a TOB, repayment of the remaining public funds of Shinsei Bank, which is 350 billion yen. To realize a profitability, enhance profitability of Shinsei Bank to be able to repay these public funds, how to make the bank profitable, how we can help in doing that. That is the purpose or objective. As you know, as you can see below, you can see the market capitalization of Shinsei Bank and SBI. On the 17th of June 2015, that is when the current president, Mr. Kudo, was inaugurated as a new president. So this point in time is set at 100, and as of the 9th of September, before announcing the TOB, our figure is 181%, increased by 1.8 times. And comparing with Aozora Bank, in May 2010, after a cancellation of merger, 11 years have passed. There was a plan of merging Aozora Bank with Shinsei Bank, but later, Shinsei and Aozora, how were they valuated in the market? In terms of market capitalization, Shinsei Bank is 353.5 billion yen, Aozora Bank is 305.3 billion yen. Looking at the content, ROE expected this year is 4.33% versus 7.89%. Shinsei Bank ranks 13th in all listed banks, and Aozora ranking number 2. PBR 0.32 times, and Aozora 0.61 times, ranking 19th and ranking the second. Aozora Bank in 2015 repaid over 320 billion yen of public funds. Excluding seven banks, within the banking sector, Aozora has the highest profitability in terms of ROE and the highest valuation in terms of PBR. And Shinsei Bank, as you can see, is written here, this is the situation of Shinsei Bank. With regards to Shinsei Bank TOB, we received a lot of questions from the institutional investors, and there are many questions in common, so I'd like to first answer those questions. What are the questions that we have received? First is the reason for setting the maximum voting rate in Shinsei Bank at 48%. And number two, response in the event that the proposal of Shinsei Bank is resolved at the extraordinary shareholders meeting of Shinsei Bank planned to be held on November 25, 2021, and what action are we going to take if this is rejected? And counter-argument to Shinsei Bank's concern against the director candidates proposed by SBI. And then she says, profit levels expected by the synergies with SBI Group. What kind of synergy is expected? How can we contribute to the profitability of Shinsei Bank? So these are the questions I'd like to answer.
Now, 48%, the reason why we said that the 48%, from the beginning, we wanted to have more than 50%. However, unfortunately, because of the Article 52 of the bank business law, there are regulations and requirements. And according to the Article 52, we believe that we can only acquire up to 48%. And let me explain what is the license and approval we need. You have to have the license and approval of the bank holding company to have more than 50%. And that is a time-consuming process. And it's also an energy-consuming work. And that's going to take a substantial time. In addition, to make the things more complicated, SBI Holding, if we become a bank holding company, the business portfolio and reorganization or divestiture of the business might have to be requested. And how we can make sure that we don't have to divest and reorganize the business, and we have to give a lot of thought to come up to the solution. And we came to the approach that we would like to achieve this acquisition TOB without changing our business structures and organization much. And as a result of that considerations, 48% is the answer we came. So 20.33, so the remaining will be purchased through TOB. Of course, since we have 48%, there is 22 or 23% owned by government, and the remaining shareholders, and including the minority shareholders, are going to remain. And we are not going to disregard and have any unfair treatment of the minority shareholders. We would like to do our maximum effort to consider minority shareholders as well and do our best. My word is my commitment. And this is my commitment. We do not want to be regarded that we had unjust and unfair treatment to minority shareholders. If TOB is, from the Shinsei's point of view, if the proposal is accepted then and approved for the defense against the TOB, we are going to withdraw all the proposal, and we are going to sell maybe entire ownership of the Shinsei Bank or any other method that we think is appropriate. Let us go to the third item. If we are successful and TOB became successful, of course, we are going to work very hard to improve the corporate value. And before that, we have to take some actions. And that is the holding company, bank holding company. And we have to get the approval and license for the bank holding company and to get prepared for that process. And we are going to pay interest and considerations to protect the minority shareholders and general shareholders and to go beyond the 50%. Do we think it's impossible to have the approach that Aeon actually has a holding company, and Aeon Financial Service is a business company underneath, and also there is a bank holding company, and there's a Aeon Bank. And therefore, there is a president of the Aeon Group holding this. So this is the kind of organization that we like to achieve in our case as well. For the protection of the minority shareholders, of course, we have some various ideas to protect the minority shareholders. Now, firstly, we are going to establish a system where the independent outside directors compose the majority of the total members of the directors. And also, in the first TOB, the general shareholders meeting, we are going to select the candidates of the independent outside directors, and we are going to establish the committee to select the independent outside directors as well. This committee is going to be comprised of the knowledgeable members with fairness and neutrality in their evaluations as a committee member. And SBI Group, as well as Shinsei Bank, is going to recommend the committee members. And a committee is going to be comprised of the members from the candidates so that we can make sure that fairness and neutrality is there in the selection process. And therefore, directors' candidates will be selected at voluntary nominations remuneration committee, which is corresponded to more than half of the independent outside directors. Now, between the SBI Group and the Shinsei Bank, of course, arm's length rule will be applied as a principle. And we are going to have a special committee comprised of the independent committees to have the post-event screening and pre-screening monitoring will be done as well. And we are going to have the thorough conflict of interest avoidance systems, which allows that the SBI Group or related directors are not going to be involved in a decision-making of the Shinsei Bank. In making decisions on important transactions between the SBI Group and the Shinsei Bank, where the transaction will be disadvantageous to minority shareholders of Shinsei Bank, will be carefully deliberated and considered at the Board of Directors meeting of Shinsei Bank, which consists of more than half of the independent outside directors and maintains independently. Fourthly, the counter arguments to Shinsei Bank's concern against the director candidates proposed by SBI. They say that there is they claim that there is no person who has sufficient experience in the bank. But Katsuya Kawashima was a CEO and representative director ever since it was launched in 2006 April for the Sumishi SBI Net, which is our core business. And also, he first served as a director of SBI Savings Bank in Korea from September 2015 and has a very expensive insight and abundant experience in other areas, including banking. Now, candidate number two is Hirofumi Gomi. As you know, he was a former commissioner of the financial services agencies, with experience being deeply engaged in financial administrations. He was also served as the director of Fukushima Bank. So he was well accepted by Fukushima Bank and presenting all the neutral ideas and great ideas. So when asking this position to Gomi, please do not consider anything about SBI's interest. Please do it everything to serve the Fukushima Bank. And that's the request that we have made to Mr. Gomi. Now, the candidate number three is Katsumi Hatao. He has experienced important positions and is a former Bank of Tokyo. And currently takes office as the chairman of board of directors of the bank and Russian Commercial Bank. And the Russian Commercial Bank was almost bankrupt, but he has reorganized and rebuilt the business. So he started from Tokyo, Bank of Tokyo, went to Bank of Mitsubishi UFJ, and he has a very vast experience and deep experience. So those are the three candidates that we have proposed as candidates for the directors. And therefore, we always say that quantitative analysis is lacking, and that's also one criticism that we have received. And therefore, we stated that we should present with numbers. What is the commitment that we can make with the specific numbers? For example, in March 2020, it is 38.8 billion. And for the March 2025, with the Shinsei Bank, is the forecast, came up with a forecast of 54.8 billion. Now we are proposing and forecasting 71 billion yen of the target for it's not only a target, but we have the achievable and realistic objective of 71 billions for the March 2025. And how we are going to be able to achieve that? One is a reinforcement of retail business. Secondly, to have synergies in corporate business. And thirdly, to enhancement of fund management. And also, fourthly, to have the alliance in overseas businesses of both groups. And those are the areas and actions to take. And also, as for the
now, what is the track record of banking business in SBI? You may have impressions that or experience a joint venture with Sumishin, but actually, we have established new banks, and also we reorganized banks at the verge of bankruptcy. So Sumishin SBI Net Bank, this was 50-50 joint venture with Sumishin, which was established in September 2007. And in the third year, this bank turned to a profit-making position, and with a until BOJ's zero interest rate policy, in the compound annual growth rate, there was a growth of 50.2%, a very large growth. The zero interest policy of BOJ caused damage, but they were able to quickly recover. And in the first half this year, the figure is 10.5 billion. So they have continued with a trend of increasing income. So this is a Korean savings bank. We acquired the shares and turned this to a consolidated subsidiary in 2013. This was a bank at the verge of bankruptcy. Everybody thought this bank would go bankrupt, but we invested a large amount to acquire this bank. And immediately, this bank turned to a full-year profit-making position, and now more than 30 billion yen of profit is generated by this company. This shows the trend of net income, non-consolidated basis of Shinsei Bank. As you can see, there's no increase at all. The peak was 2016. So I wonder, I mentioned before, what are they doing? That is the situation. And Bloomberg's, I saw Bloomberg's magazine recently. I was surprised. Makihara-san, who is an outside director, was appearing in an article. He said that with a TOB, Shinsei Bank must be serious in increasing the share value. He was a director for 10 years. And how? And what are you saying, I wondered. I was surprised and was thinking, what is he thinking in terms of management of the company? A company management must be focused day and night on improving corporate value. That is what a management must do. So my impression is, what is he saying? So this performance of Banks SBI Group, of the bank in Russia, in August 2017 became a subsidiary, now turned to black, and is showing a large growth. And this shows the comparison of the account before and after the acquisition. And TP Bank in Vietnam, immediately after this bank was established, the largest proportion, 19.9%, which a foreigner can acquire in Vietnamese bank, was acquired. Foreigners cannot exceed 20%. But now, the market capitalization of this bank is more than 200 billion. And the stock became included in the VN30, a major index of top 30 stocks. And this is ranking number 7. And the Li Hoa Bank in Cambodia, we changed this company into a bank. We acquired a full banking license, and immediately this bank turned into black. Now, for the relationship with the regional banks, we have invested in 8 banks, and we have signed a capital and business alliance. this is not being announced, but we announced upward revision to 360 million yen of Shimane Bank, the results of Fukushima Bank, and then Chikuho Bank, core business profit, 824 million yen, up 46.3%. And Shimizu Bank, upward revision for the first half of FY 2021 of 3.1 billion yen. And then Toa Bank, core net business income, 1,351,32% year on year, and Sendai Bank, 1,471,000,000 increase of 31%, and Kirayaka Bank increase of 43.7%, and then Chikuwa Bank. The interim results were announced today, and we believe there is a big increase.
Now, for how we position the Shinsei Bank with regard to regional revitalization strategy, we are starting to propose 3-4 years ago for the regional revitalization strategy, and that we can contribute to the regional revitalization. How we can contribute to the revitalization of the regions, and we specifically showed some ideas. And we have been considering how best we can positively contribute to the regions and for their revitalizations. We have different group companies in the group, and we have all the resources of management without any holding back to the regional banks. I believe that it's not only the financial company which is going to be a core in the revitalization, but we need our industrial bases with SMEs, how we can strengthen the industrial bases, and also municipal corporations, and also the residents of the regions and communities has to be benefit and have the positive contributions. And by doing so, we can, for the first time, can revitalize the regional. And that's why we have established the regional revitalization partners. The partners are usually the five companies that we had in mind, but now that we added Shinsei Bank as a partner. Why we chose Shinsei Bank as a partner? Let me explain why we. Now, first of all, for SBI Group and the Shinsei Bank business portfolio compared, there are some overlaps. However, other than that, it's very complementary in many areas. If we have this, no, Shinsei doesn't have it, Shinsei has it, and we don't have it, as a complementary relationship. As a representative example is a consumer finance and trust bank. We have the trust bank business, but not as a bank. Trust business, but not as a banker. And also, we have the consumer finance. We don't have that. So our business portfolios are very, very complementary to each other. And also, of course, Shinsei Bank, if it can be a part of the group, we can have a consolidated financial, you know. And since there is a goodwill issues, it can be consolidated and it can be generated as a profit. And also, the rating will be stable. No, we have the 40 or 50 billion generated, and if they joined our group, it will be positive from the rating point of view, and that is the opinion of the rating agencies as well. So from our point of view, those are the small stories and benefits. But the biggest key is that we are complementary, and because we are complementary, the Shinsei Bank, if we can have them for the strategy, as a strategic partner, how we can position Shinsei Bank in the regional revitalization, I believe that we want to make it a platform-based company, because SBI plus Shinsei should be a platform, one platform, combined platform. So it's like a Shinkin Chukin or Norin Chunkin, or it's a, it's a bank of bank, is a position that we would like to achieve or with a platform. Now, by doing so, especially there are regulations and other rules, but there's a real regulations going on applied to the regional banks. And there are major banks such as Hiroshima Bank, Lisu, Hiroshigins, and others. Now we can establish local companies by big bank. However, if a small regional banks, they cannot establish and launch new companies. They don't have the capacity or resources to come up with a new company. And therefore, you have to depend on somebody else for other players can benefit in the wave of the rule regulations. But there are those players who cannot get the benefit, and we have to support them who cannot take advantage of that. And therefore, SBA Group and Shinsei Bank can be a platform to support those regional banks and what they can provide as regional banks. And that's the deposit amount. They have a massive amount of deposit. However, unfortunately, that deposit cannot be extended as a loan. It's a sluggish business that they are lending to, and therefore it's limited. And therefore, there is a great match here as well. Because we have the network in the past 3.5 years, we have a great network development, as you can see. And fourthly, then more specifically, in the corporate business, how we can promote the corporate business with the Shinsei Bank's strength leveraged as much as possible. We like to explore this corporate business. And what is more important in addition to that is that we make investment in 8 companies, and a total of 8 companies is, 26,824 companies in 8 banks total. They're really supporting those companies by 8 companies. We'd like to have the complementary system to support those 26,000 more companies. So SBI plus Shinsei combined power can do that to support them better, our clients better. So structured finance is a strengthening area for the Shinsei. And in a diversified area, the Shinsei has the capability to have the structured finance. And with that, there are a lot of seeds of business. SBI Energy, and we are doing the power plant, and also wind spirals and other environmental research institutes are the areas that it's a green companies that we have already made an investment. So those are the renewable energy businesses, and there's a great finance needs that is expected. And that is also contributing to the national project and aim of the national government. And therefore, Shinsei Banks has capability can be leveraged and utilized. And also, it can help the regions for the development of the regions. This is the example of the restaurants before the establishment of Baluniba Libi, and it's before and after. It has been changed such a way, and therefore there are a lot of tourists and visitors, not only within the same prefecture, but from outside of prefectures. So it is really helping, the facilities helping to revitalize the region. Now the principal transaction is the next example. We also have more than 30 companies of the regional banks that we have a joint investment. Now, SBI investment have the 235 million and 415 companies we conducted due diligence, and 78 companies has been invested. So we have the hands-on experience and know-how. We'd like to share that knowledge, know-how, and expertise with Shinsei so that we can have the results. Now, we also have the local company through the joint fund between. We had done it with the Towa Bank, and also we did it with Tsukuba Bank, and we already started the investment. From the region of Tsukuba, is the academic city, and there are a lot of research institutes, and we can make investment in those research institutes so that the industry in the local area can be developed. And also have a lease business. The Showa Lease has a very extensive business in the construction machinery, factory equipment, ICT, and environmental energy. However, they are not doing the leveraged lease. So by combining those leasing businesses, we can provide various services to the the financial institutions in the region areas. And we can offer various ideas and products and services so that we can approach their local companies. Now, and the next one is the collaboration in business related to business succession. It's a very important aspect and topic. And we have the fund of 100 billion in size. The first fund was completed with the 10.9 billion, and fund 2 is planned and established, is going to be established. So it is going to be close to 10 billion. And the Shinsei Bank can be involved in MA, intermediary, and also in the loan businesses. And
now, measures of rapid growth of existing business by creation of synergies in the retail business sector. The retail account deposit from 2017, the growth at Shinsei Bank has been 0.06%. There's no increase at all. Retail account number is not changing. That is because one example is the revision of ATM fees. This was worsened. It used to be free, but now there's a fee charged, and ultimately everything is charged. So the customers, of course, they will not like it. And SBI Securities can provide a seamless cooperation with a bank using a framework of saving exclusive for purchase securities. We have Internet Bank using such a scheme, which was successful in increasing our banking business. So we want to apply this framework to Shinsei Bank as well. And card business. Our cards, with the partnership with Mitsui Sumitomo Bank, we are seeing a large growth. Rapid growth is seen. And in the card business, A-plus Shinsei Bank is also in the card business, so I'm seeing the areas for cooperation. And through cooperation, multi-point economy can be expanded. They have the point, Nanako points, and also we have such a point system. So we can join our forces and expand a overwhelmingly strong multi-point economy. Now, small lot of finance, the younger people are the customers. We are starting to grasp the young customers. And to these customers, we can provide various products with Shinsei Bank and housing loans. It is not growing at Shinsei Bank. And I want to re-strengthen the retail business to make it a pillar of the revenue. And cooperation with Money Plaza, Shinsei Bank, they have 22 branches and 3 loan offices. We can collaborate with Money Plaza, and by doing so, it is possible to greatly increase the revenue and create business opportunities for wealthy class by sharing customer base, operating know-how, and competitive solutions. Through private banking to the wealthy class, we can make contributions. Our IPO engagement rate is the top in the industry, and through the IPO, the management can become wealthy all of a sudden. More than 100 million yen of total asset deposit. Clients with that level of deposit is 17,780, and we can provide private banking to these clients. And real estate smaller trust beneficiary interest, by using the trust bank of Shinsei Bank, it is possible to expand this business and corporate business.
For the SBI investment, we have 6,800 companies that we can approach them. The Shinsei Bank's corporate customer base was 53, and now in 2016, and it's declined to 39 in 2020. So it's dwindling down. It's declining. We have to energize this business. Return has to be improved as well. They have very limited equity holdings and stocks, and therefore they are not taking risks, and therefore their investment return is 0.58%, which is very low. And also, there will be a redemption of 280 billion, including the JGB of 135 billion in 3 years. And that means that the yield and return is going to go down further, looking at the current situation in the market. So treasury and also in the markets businesses, for example, FX market, we have overwhelmingly, including the U.S. and Europe, we have 31 major financial institutions in Europe for FX transactions, and therefore we have greater competitiveness in offering the rates in FX. Shinsei Bank, on the other hand, and also in overseas, we have financial services businesses, and also in the investment areas, we have a great networks centering around network Asian countries, and we have already completed, almost completed the network of the players. So by sharing those network, we can have a win-win relationship, and ultimately, as soon as possible, 350 billion yen of the debt has to be repaid. Thank you very much for your attention. This concludes my presentation. From the institutional investors, we have some questions. It's about Shinsei Bank's directors and officials, executives. They would like to have Mr. Kitao to express the message to the directors and executives of Shinsei Bank. Kitao-san, please. Yes. There's a corporate culture, and for each company, and Shinsei is a major company, and therefore they have an establishment, a corporate culture as an establishment. And with regards to that, the culture is not something that I'm going to destruct entirely. Having said that, what's important is that all the officers, executives, should have dreams and hope, and trying to expand the business and improve the business. And through that stream and journey, their remunerations and bonuses will follow suit. And that's something that should be supported in the situation and the operation of the business. Whatever the corporate culture, that should be the journey to be achieved. And that's the expectations, and that should be something that we hope for. It should not be a seniority. But more and more, we have to accommodate to the changes. The changes are going to be massive. And in a digital area, in digital finance and digital asset and digital finance, those are new areas that is going to be explored further more. And you have to be able to support the needs and requirements. You have to have a younger generation's power and capability, and you have to appoint and leverage the human resources of younger generations. And that's how we did it. We leveraged the younger generation's capability. So on our part, for all the officials, executives, and management, everybody has to have a dream and hope and expectation. And in order to have that and achieved, once again, Shinsei Bank's business philosophy and idea, the philosophy per se, had to be revisited by entire team of the management. And by doing so, on top of that, what are their management capability, and what is the philosophy? What is the philosophy of the business of the Shinsei Bank has to be considered? For example, our basics in establishing a business is the customer-centric approach for the world and for the people. And public benefit is contributing to your private benefit and your own self. No, it doesn't have to be same as ours. However, the very universal, unchanged philosophy has to be there. And based on that, the management strategy has to be established on top of the philosophy. In the near future, that has to be there, but in 10 years to come, you have to have insight into the future in coming up with the management strategy. And once the management strategy is established, you have to implement that with actions. It's not just the meetings, and you just finish the meeting. It's not going to be meaningful at all. It doesn't have any benefit. You just get the meeting. There was no discussion. It's even worse.
So, this must become a company that will say what they have decided and do that through their knowledge, know-how, and through effort. So what kind of corporate culture is necessary? the basis of corporate culture is the same. As I mentioned at the outset, their culture will be respected. And in our case, unless something exceptional happens, we will never make someone resign. We try to consider as much as possible. Competition has no meaning. To compete among peers who is gaining more wages, such a competition should not exist. Things must get better. Or I'm supporting this vice president, or I'm supporting this person, and make a group and compete and fight each other. This is something that should not happen. There must be fair competition and respect each other. And based on a very firm management philosophy, everyone should join their forces for the management, and the fruits should be allocated fairly. I think that is the ideal format, which I have always been aiming for. That is all. Thank you very much. So this concludes today's web presentation. With regards to this briefing, if you have any additional questions, please send the questions to the email address which we used in receiving your prior questions. We'll try to answer the questions one by one. Thank you very much for your participation despite a very busy schedule. Thank you.